Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? Well, damn, it was only a week where I actually had a good voice, and then my ass was outside again, living my life and screaming on the top of my lungs, I guess. And we're back. We're here with the raspy loss of voice. But honestly, it's kind of on brand for today's particular podcast episode because we're going to be talking about how to have a hot girl summer. I want to kind of provide you guys with a list of things that are going to help out my crazy girlies that are like myself. Now, a little sneak peek about the things that I'm going to be mentioning today. I want you guys to know that this list is slightly unhinged because I am going to be 28 in July, and I am a 28-year-old that is pretty much going on 21. I am just in my most nonchalant, fun, baddie, unhinged vibe. I've never been this carefree in my entire life. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the experiences that I've had, me living life to the fullest, me also kind of reevaluating my own desires and the things that I want to do. I just want to have fun. I feel like I was so serious for so much of my life, and it served its purpose. I loved it. Being serious really did a lot for me. It allowed me to focus on work and my career and building myself up. And now that I've done that, I'm like, all right, I did that. As long as I keep up the momentum and I still take care of those things, I can kind of venture out and do more fun stuff. And that's kind of what I've been doing like the past year or so. More specifically, I like to do it in the summer because summer to me just feels like it's my season. It's my birthday season. It's my favorite season. The weather is just perfect in New Jersey. I hear everyone saying that it's going to be like a 2016 summer. And in 2016, I was a fat bitch that was just chilling in the house. So I feel like I need to kind of have like my redemption arc because I was not feeling myself in 2016. That was like a year after I graduated high school. I gained a lot of weight. I was not happy. Granted, I was in a relationship, but I was just not really feeling myself. Now, I feel like this list is going to be for like my specific type of girl. It's going to be for my girl who, for the most part, is single. Listen, guys, I know that I have a lot of taken girls that follow my page. Love y'all down. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of women that are in relationships are a little bit more uptight and strict about what they're doing. If you're not like that, then this list is going to be so fun for you. But it's more for like the girls who don't really have anybody to answer to per se. And you're able to just kind of live life and let life live you. I also think that it's great for all of my girlies who got a little bit of coin. If you kind of touched a little bit of money this year, you're feeling very abundant. You're feeling very just selective and exclusive and excited about spending it on things that are going to create the memories that you deserve. This episode is going to be for you. Now, I have a couple rules before I even talk about this hot girl summer. You better drop that situationship right now. That's the first rule of this particular situation because we're not about to be walking into summer looking our best and still carrying, you know, December's baggage with us, especially if that person is not serious about us. Now, I had one situationship my entire life and y'all heard about it. I dropped that situationship a while ago and I purposefully have taken myself out of the dating game. So I haven't been really dating or seeing people. Granted, like being a beautiful woman with charisma and aura, you're gonna always attract people everywhere you go. But I'm not gonna lie, guys. I've been dodging people asking me out. I've been dodging text messages because honestly, I'm just really not that serious about the people that are reaching out. And I don't really care to make this season about anybody but myself. And I know that sounds selfish, but that's the point. I want this season to be my selfish era. And for all of those who are following the astrologists, y'all would know that Cancers are walking into their best season yet. A very abundant season. Apparently, we are going to be entering a love season. I just feel like this is my summer. Back to what I said before, drop that man, especially that man who's not paying your bills, not taking you out, not treating you right, not giving you what you deserve. It's time for y'all to walk into this particular season fresh and ready to go. Okay, the next rule is to lock in at the gym if you haven't already. I've been talking about this for a minute now, but I really need you guys to lock in because you want to feel sexy and confident in your skin this summer. And if you're going to be doing a lot of eating, a lot of exploring, a lot of drinking, being at the gym is really going to help you maintain your existing body and maintain all of the hard work you've put in the winter months. So definitely lock in if you haven't already, and maybe even up your cardio game so that you can really feel good about your body and how you're showing up every day. And the next rule is to start planning your skinny summer cocktail. I love a good vodka soda with a splash of Mio. Just very low calorie, very easy. Even tequila soda, same difference, with a splash of Mio if you want some flavor. Something along those lines. Trying to just have something that you can stick to that you know is going to work for you and your body and keep you looking right, but keep you feeling good, feeling buzzed, feeling the vibes. And then also just get the beauty treatments that you've been wanting to get finalized now, whether that's laser, waxing, any type of treatment that you want to do on your face, body, whatever. Get that done now so that you can feel ready to conquer the summer. And a lot of the treatments are not best done in any type of sunlight, like especially if you're like getting a tattoo or anything along those lines. You want to make sure you get that before you know you're going to be sitting in the sun. All right, now that we have discussed the rules and what kind of vibe we're giving ourselves this summer, now I want to go through my list of what I think is going to make this summer so memorable and so fun and just like the perfect hot girl summer for all of my ladies who want to be carefree, living life, and just enjoy every moment. So let's just kind of get into it. Remember, it is unhinged, but I'm slightly unhinged. So what else is new? Number one, post a thirst trap. I feel like a lot of the ladies that follow me don't even post on social media, and I get it. I love a baddie who is off the internet, who's not really doing much, who's not really showing up. But now's the time, if you haven't posted in a while, to post that sexy pic, whether it's like you in a bikini or a pretty dress, whatever you view as a thirst trap. Anything can be a thirst trap as long as it's you showing yourself off in a way that makes you feel beautiful and sexy. And just, hey, look at me. And I think that that's just such a great way to start out the summer or just have it at the end of the summer. And for all of my ladies who like to capture the moment and you're like very big on photography and taking pictures and doing all of that, I think even posting a photo dump that relays your recap of the summer is something that should be on your list of things to do this summer. Whether it's month to month, like you can do like your June recap, your July recap, your August recap, or you can just do the entire summer in one photo dump and do that at the end of the summer. Next up is to go on a date each month just for the plot. Now, I'm not saying that we're like using people, but I know that a lot of my single ladies have not been out on a date, and summer is the dating season, okay? It's the cute, flowy dresses. It's the outdoor eating. It's the rooftops. It's the vibes. It's the New York City summer. Oh my God, guys. Like, I had the time of my life last summer, especially in June. I started out the month of June going on the most extravagant, sexy dates with the most incredible people, more specifically with Mr. Lebanese. He really enhanced my summer last year. We did the most beautiful dates. He planned itineraries, and New York City in the summer is just so magical. It's so fun. You can go to Yankees games. You can go to rooftops and lounges. You can just take a nice night stroll. It's beautiful. So definitely get some dates on the books and create a little bucket list for yourself or a little checklist that you want to go on one every single month. Just to say you did it. Just to say you did it for the plot. Delete the apps. Guys, I know it's kind of like that thing where you're like, should I have the apps up and ready? Because it's summer, people are going to want to go out more. And I get that, but I think that deleting the apps is so great because what this does is it forces you to have to meet people out. It forces you to have to do the outings, the moments with your friends, the different, you know, places to frequent to meet men in your city on your own in person. I love that, okay? And only speak to people who plan shit. Okay, we're not doing pen pals this summer, ladies. We are doing people who plan dates, people who want to see you, people who can't wait to see you. So delete those apps, get out there, and start meeting people in person. I also love the idea of just like romanticizing solo outings. You guys know I'm a big believer in solo dates. I do them quite a bit. Lately, as you guys can tell by my voice, I've been living it up with people. I actually just went to my high school reunion a few days ago. That's where this whole voice being lost kind of happened. I grew up at the Jersey Shore, so I went to high school with everybody that literally lived at the Jersey Shore, and we were like heavy partiers, and we had so much fun. And we did like the whole seaside vibe over the weekend. So we did a place called Seaside Social House. Like, we rented out the entire upstairs and had like open bar. And then we headed to Beachcomber. But like, if you know anything about like Seaside, you know that the vibes are kind of ratchet, but in the best way. So that's kind of the weekend I had, hence the reason why my voice is gone. But outside of just doing things with your friends, I love the idea of solo outing. So even just going to like your local bar or rooftop, getting dinner maybe after the gym, doing something at a coffee shop, going out even to just do a picnic in like a beautiful park somewhere. I just want you guys to romanticize moments in time with yourself so that you can enjoy your own company. When you start practicing enjoying your own company, you don't just let anybody in your space because you have perfected and curated a healthy, peaceful environment for yourself, that welcoming in anything that's not like that is just not the vibe that you want in your next season. By the way, do you guys hear the fireworks in the background? What is today? I don't understand why people are shooting off fireworks. But hey, I am mad at it. I guess they're just saying, hey, welcome summer. So it's kind of on brand for this amazing episode. All right, this is kind of cute and unhinged, but I love it. And it should just rebrand your contact list. Stop saving people's numbers in your phone as like their first and last name, especially the men you meet, and create like little code names for them, like Gym Boy or Steak Man or Mustache Man or Cowboy. And you'll know who these people are based off of the contact name because you created this like little code name for them amongst your friends or just when you met them. You're like, oh my God, this guy kind of gives that. I actually just met a guy a couple days ago. And I saved his name in my phone as Paul Walker because he literally looks like young Paul Walker, which tea, super tea. But like, yeah. So just rebrand your contact list in your phone. It's fun. And also clean it out. Delete some numbers out of there. Get rid of some people. We are moving onward and upward. We don't need anything in our phone that is not serving us. I deleted like 3 people out of my phone last week that I'm like, why are you even here? I don't like you and I don't want you on my phone. Okay, next up is to make a dope summer playlist. I love making a summer playlist. It's just my thing. So I'm kind of playing off the vibes of like that 2016 summer. I'm including some old music, some new music. Maybe I'll share my playlist for you guys on Instagram. So go and follow me on there at Haley Gamba. And I will share it on my story so that you guys can copy that and then add it to your Apple Music. So I do Apple Music for my playlist. We can like listen to the same playlist this summer, but I'm still perfecting it. I'm still adding more music, but it should be done pretty soon. I think now is the time to start creating like a list of places that you want to frequent this summer or things that you want to attend, like day parties, or if your favorite DJ is hosting an event somewhere, now is the time to mark that in your calendar. Let your friends know, hey guys, this DJ is going to be at this event, or you know, this day party is happening at this location. Let's mark our calendars and just kind of plan that in advance so that you can get the things that you want out of your summer. Like, I think that when we plan ahead, it's when we actually do attend these things and show up and enjoy our summer more rather than constantly putting things off. And I also love, love, love the idea of live bands. So I want to make sure that I see at least 3 live bands this summer, which is pretty easy at the Jersey Shore. There's always a live music situation going on. So I love live music and I love the crowd it brings. It brings such a diverse crowd of people and it's just a lot different than like a concert. Now, don't sleep on a girl's night in. I love having the girls at the house, especially when we're in our pajamas, watching Love Island, maybe playing some fun card games. Love, love, love. I'm going to add that to my bucket list this summer because it's important to me to host. And I just love hosting. And I even have that here on this list. Like, I love the idea of hosting my friends, cooking for them, having them here. I've been, you know, slowly redoing the backyard so that I can have more people over. So I have different chairs and a couch. I want to redo my fire pit, get a grill. And I'm hoping that I can get some of this stuff handled before summer really takes over my life, because it always ends up becoming chaotic. And then I'm like, oh my God, what do I need to do? So I'm going to get all that stuff ASAP. I also love the idea of going through your TikTok or even your Instagram that you've saved or favorited these things and see the places in your city that you've saved for places to eat. I always am saving local places and forgetting to go back into my favorites to look them over. So now's the time to go back through your favorites and mark those things down, write them down, make a reservation in advance so that you can say that you put it in your calendar and you planned it, and start going to the places that you've always wanted to eat at. It's such a good way to branch out, to enjoy new places, to experience new food, and to try new things. The goal this summer is to just try more things and get out there and enjoy yourself. So that is what I'll always encourage. Okay, this is kind of niche and fun, but with your girlfriends, doing some sunset pics by the water with a digital camera. If you live on a coastline, perfect time to do this. If you don't, you can, you know, do it by a mountainside or at a restaurant, but bring your digital camera somewhere. Take some beautiful pictures with flash. I never do this. Believe it or not, guys, all of my pictures are taken on my phone. And it's very rare that I take a picture on my digital camera. I want to start taking pictures, especially outside, on my digital camera. More specifically, my Canon G7X. Love that camera. I used to film all of my YouTube videos on it. And now that I've switched over, I feel like I can now probably use that as like a camera that I can store in like my purse and take it out and do sunset pics, do dinner pics, and get that outfit photographed, ladies. Get that makeup photographed and take beautiful pictures with your girlfriends. Like, it's such a fun outing. This is something that I've been putting off for years, and it's make a funny music video with my friends. I think I saw a few years ago Addison Rae do this where she got all her friends together and they like did like a music video to Shake It by Metro Station. I want to do that so bad. I have such a good group of friends. I can absolutely do that. And I also would love to include people that I just see out at the bars. Like, how fun would that be? So I'm going to try to do that and then make a reel at the end of the summer. Who knows? Let's see if I can get that done. I also love for a girls' night where you're going to be hitting the bars at the club to make up a fake life and name and stick to the script on a night out. This is unhinged, I know, but it's so funny. I've done this with my friends a few times where we'll show up somewhere that we've never been and be like, oh, my name is Layla and I work in medical sales, and like create an entire story about something that has nothing to do with you. Like literally a fake life and a fake story when you're meeting people, because most of the time people are drunk, you're never going to speak to them again, and it's funny. Okay, it's funny. It really kind of displays your acting skills. It tests that. So let's see how good you guys can stick to the script and make up a fake life. And it's just fun. Like, let loose, ladies. Like, it doesn't always have to be so damn serious all the time. I also really want to do karaoke. This is something that I've been putting off. Now, I've been going to karaoke nights with my friend Bridget for a minute now, but we literally go there and watch other people sing, and then we rate their performance, which is also really fun. But I do want to push myself to actually sing and do karaoke this summer. So let's see if I actually do it. If I don't, I will be attending more karaoke nights and watching other people sing, though. Now, for those who don't have a pool, whether it's like at your house or your apartment complex, go to a private pool club and get a day pass. You can absolutely do this. There's so many different places. Even in Jersey, like, I've noticed that they have pool clubs where you can buy a day pass, sit by the pool, swim. They have food. They have different things that you can do at this place. So it's a great way to tan, get together with girlfriends, have a beverage, do something other than going to the beach. I also love the idea to go to more themed events. So things that require you to dress up or dress on theme, whether it's like a cowboy theme or an alien theme or like an Afro beats type of theme. I love all of these types of events. It just brings out the most creative and fun people. I noticed that they do this a lot in New York. I love going to Brooklyn to their soca festivals. There's so many amazing events where they have the soca music, the Afro beats music. People get together, they dress in their best clothes, and they show up and show out. It's just so fun. Even just places down at the shore, they'll have themed nights where they'll have like a country night or even a black tie night. There's just so many different things. So go to more themed events. It's fun. And if you're an introvert, but you want to get out there and do more things, and you're not so much of a partier or a drinker, or you don't really like nightlife, maybe join something like a run club or a book club. This is a great way to meet new people, create a social circle, and do something even that's active. I love the idea of like a walking or a run club because you can meet more like-minded people and you're getting your body moving. Now, don't sleep on the trips that you could be taking this summer. Depending on your bank account, you can, of course, build it around that. I'm going to probably do a weekend trip with my friends. I'll probably be doing Philly and maybe Nashville. I've thought about doing Nashville a few times. I think we're going to maybe do that. I love any type of coast trip like the Hamptons or Cape Cod. I might try to do those as well, but let's see. But weekend trips with friends is so fun because a lot of your friends usually have off for 2 days out of the week if they have crazy work schedules. And that's the perfect amount of time to create a small little weekend trip, rent out an Airbnb, and have a memory with them. And for all of my single and unhinged sexy baddies, make out with someone under the stars. How romantic, how beautiful. That's on my bucket list. If I meet someone this summer and I want to kiss him, I'm going to do the stars situation, okay? I even love it if he has a pickup truck and we can do it in the back of his truck. Something about that just feels sexy, out of a movie, very romantic, and very Hailey Gamba. No surprise here. I love this little list that I created. I would love to hear from you guys what you're doing this summer. What is your unhinged bucket list? What are the things that you find joy in that you're gonna be doing during your elevation or glow up, or even just some things that you can do with your friends? I would love to hear. Those were the things on my list. I'm also going to be doing an email of Ask Hailey or something along those lines where you guys can ask me a question and I'll answer it at the end of a podcast episode. And maybe it could be like a story about yourself and you guys want advice on it, or you want to just ask me a question. I'm going to open up an email for that soon, and I will end up solidifying it and telling you all of the details probably the next episode, or you guys will see it on my Instagram. So make sure that you guys follow the Hailey Yes Podcast Instagram and my own personal Instagram, Hailey Gamba. And we are going to get this podcast more interactive and have you guys spilling some tea, and hopefully I will have some commentary on all of that. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Now let's enjoy our hot girl summer, ladies.
Pioneer.